This is Garrison FM. I'm Chris Sturgis in Afghanistan. I'm at FOB Shawkat. Now, I'm with a couple of guys who are currently on sentry duty. They're on top of Sangha 2. I'm with Private John Derbyshire. Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent. And we've also got Private Philip Sheldon. How you doing, mate?
I'm fine, thank you very much.
Good, good. Coming close, guys, because I want to get a picture if we can. I know this is radio, but let's take a look out at the town in front of us. Just tell us what we're looking at here in front of us.
Basically, I'm just looking out now at the bazaar in front of me. It's quite late in the evening, so it's not very busy at the moment.
Sun's starting to come down, but it looks so normal, doesn't it? Does it ever get a bit hectic out here, or is it a bit of a monotony, just standing watching all the time, or is there sometimes bits and pieces going on?
At the minute, it's been pretty quiet, to be honest with you. Obviously, you just get the hustle and bustle of daily life, and you get cars coming up and down, but to be honest, there's not really a lot other than that.
Mm. So you've got kind of like a main high street, and point out some of the stuff that we've got here.
Well, just over there is that big white building there, the newest-looking building. That's a community centre. And just to your left over there, there's a petrol station as well.
Petrol station. Yeah. And just so that you know, no Tesco Express, and no Wetherspoons, not here, not yet anyway. That's maybe in a few years to come. So what is it that you guys are looking at when you're on sentry duty? What is it that's going through your mind that you're concentrating on?
Basically, we're just like looking out for trouble going on, anything suspicious, just looking out for the Afghan people. Making sure that they're all okay and secure.
This over the months and the different tours, this has got quieter and quieter. Have you found that yourself?
At the moment, I think this is quite a quiet tour compared to the other tours that I've heard about.
Yeah.
So.
And talking about your tour, whilst I've got you in front of me, how's it been?
It's been very, very quiet actually. The ANA have done a great job. So have the AUP and all those. A lot have done a good job. And we're just waiting for to that hand it all over now, so then they can do their own job properly.
Yeah, not long to go before you get on that plane.
No, I can't wait. I just can't wait to see my girlfriend, my family, and have a nice beer.
How long have you got to go?
About 6 weeks now.
Six weeks.
Yeah.
Keep hanging on in there, John. Of course, you've got to keep your wits about you all the time because anything could possibly happen, I guess.
Yeah, you can't switch off at any moment, really. I know it's a lot quieter recently, but There could be out there. Anything could be fired at you. So
yeah.
Obviously you've got to keep a lookout.
There is a constant threat, isn't there?
Yeah, there's always going to be a constant threat, where I'll say. But recently, obviously, it's been a bit quieter. So it's not a lot to worry about at the minute, but obviously you've still got to keep on the guard.
Is this your first tour?
Yeah, it's my first tour. It's been okay. I've had a bit of two different kind of tours, really. I mean, the first few months I wasn't here, I was at a different patrol base. It was a lot more kinetic, a lot more activity happening. But since then, it's tailed off a bit, and then I've come here, and it's completely different.
Yeah, absolutely. How long to go before you're heading back?
6 weeks. Six long weeks, yes.
Who have you got back at home? Whereabouts are they?
I've got my girlfriend in Ipswich, but she's in America at the moment, living the dream.
Well, that's all right for some, isn't it? So you're here on sentry duty, doing this for the cause.
She's sunbathing on the beach somewhere, I think.
It's all right. Hey, guys, thanks for letting me come up here to your humble abode, overlooking the town here. Wish you well with the rest of your tour, and thanks for talking to us on Garrison FM. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
there they go. That's Private John Derbyshire, Private Philip Sheldon from 1 Mercian on sentry duty on the top of Sangar 2. And this is Chris Sturgis on Garrison FM. More from me in Afghanistan coming up soon.